This isn't just a game, it's a once-in-a-generation event. The Harlem Globetrotters 100-year tour. Celebrate 100 years of high-flying dunks, 100 years of show-stopping moves, and 100 years of changing the game. Bring the whole family and be part of the legacy. This game is once in a century. Be there at Schottenstein Center on December 27th. Go to harlemglobetrotters.com for your tickets to the 100-year tour.
If you're the purchasing manager at a manufacturing plant, you know having a trusted partner makes all the difference. That's why, hands down, you count on Grainger for auto reordering. With on-time restocks, your team will have the cut-resistant gloves they need at the start of their shift. And you can end your day knowing they've got safety well in hand. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
So many lives would transform overnight if they realized, my life sucks, I have nothing going for me, really means I have nothing to lose, and that makes you a very dangerous person.
Well, why? It's dangerous out there. It's like, yeah, no kidding. It's more dangerous here if you stay with me, by a lot. So you might lose your body out there in the world, but if you stay here, you lose your soul.
Every day when you get out of bed, life's standing right there to kick you in the f***ing face, man. And you have to be ready for it, and you got to f***ing deal with it. You can't curl up into a ball. You can't run away from it. You can't hide. You have to take all this shit head on.
I mean, just sitting around dreaming someday, you know, I mean, someday I'm going to get a different job. Someday I'm going to change this. Well, someday ain't a day of the week.
The best way to fight the demons that chase you in the night is to stop and turn around. Turn around. Face them. Man up.
Discipline your thoughts. Stop thinking too much. Don't go into the past. Don't go into the future. Be in the present.
The easiest thing in the world to do is to complain, blame, and quit and settle. That's the easiest thing in the world to do. But it takes real work to deconstruct and to reconstruct the thought process and the mindset of an individual when they're trying to change something. That's why I always say to people, what's more important, what we acquire or who we become?
It's incremental changes over the long haul, and the way you have to look at it is if these two boats are going in a parallel direction and one of them just shifts 5 degrees over the course of time, this boat is going to be in a far different place than the other boat that's going the same way it was always going.
The next year is going to go by whether you're doing something about your life or not. I mean, we're sitting here right now at the end of February, and the next 10 months are going to go by whether somebody is working to make change or whether they're not. And they may think, you know, oh my God, I'm so far overweight, I'll never get it under control, or I'm so behind in my bills, or I'm so depressed, or everything is so out of control. Well, you know what? You make those incremental changes, and then, you know, pretty soon in December, you go, hey, I'm way better off than I was at the end of February. So, shit, you made little changes, and they all added up.
Once you change one thing, your mindset, you can attack everything.
Trees don't hang around with the grass, even though they all started from the same place.
Spend so much time on self-improvement that you have no time to criticize others.
Never say never, because limits, like fears, are often just an illusion.
Don't make excuses. Some of the best athletes, or the greatest athletes in the world, do things when they're uncomfortable. It's the best people who can overcome when they're tired, sore.
Just get started. The longest time in the world is the hesitation between thought and action.
I had to stop thinking normal. I can no longer be a common man walking around doing common things. Everything you do, you may have some support, you may not, but it's on you. You have to make the decision whether you want to be a badass or whether you just want to be mediocre.
It's always you versus you. If you compete, if you're competing against other people, you know what I mean? Competing against others, and you're going to become bitter. Eventually, you'll become bitter. But if you compete against yourself, you'll become better. You know what I mean?
Not today. Maybe tomorrow. Well, guess what? That's why it's so easy to be great nowadays, because most motherfuckers are weak.
You are not ready.
I know.
Like everyone else, you want to learn the way to win, but never to accept the way to lose. To accept defeat. To learn to die is to be liberated from it. So when tomorrow comes, you must free your ambitious mind and learn the art of dying.
Really want to avoid all the critics in your life? Then do nothing, say nothing, and be nothing, and you'll never get their attention. But if you are something and you're doing something and you become something, guess what? You get their attention. And that pisses them off because they can never be what you are now. So the only thing they can do to make them feel good is try to bring you the f*** down.
The hardest thing is to keep going, but we have to. Like, we have to continue to hold on. And I would imagine for so many people out there, that is probably the most difficult thing.
Learning is the beginning of wealth. Learning is the beginning of life change. Some people want to start with motivation, but you don't start with motivation. But here's the best motivation we've got going. The proof of our success.
Focus and fail fast. Focus and fail fast. Learn quickly, try something new.
If you make yourself more than just a man, if you devote yourself to an ideal, and if they can't stop you, then you become something else entirely. Which is... legend.
It's all about focus. I don't care who you are, where you're from, doesn't matter. It's having a focus and having a purpose. Right? You wake up every single day to get better today than you were yesterday. It doesn't matter what you are. You're a basketball player, a hockey player, a golf player, painter, right? It doesn't matter.
Right.
Right? You try to reach your full potential by getting better every single day, and that's the quest.
A quote that has helped me immeasurably over the last few years. It's something that hit me and it knocked me for six. And it's so simple. And it's from a book called The Horse, the Boy, the Fox and the Mole. And it's basically an illustration book. And one of my favorite quotes out of the whole book is a boy and a horse are in the woods. And the boy says to the horse, "I can't see a way through." And the horse says, "Can you see your next step?" And the boy says, "Yeah." And the horse says, "Then just take that."
Wow.
And it hit me.
Yeah.
All of the time, we look at the goal, we look at the future, we look at the end game, we look at how long a journey it is, and we feel overwhelmed.
Yeah.
Instead of that, just go, right, I'm not going to worry about that, because that will come. With each step, you will get closer to that, so I don't need to worry about how far away it is. All I need to focus on right now is my next step.
Go for it, guys. You gotta say, you know what, this comfort zone I'm in is a danger zone. It's a danger zone because what is it doing? It's stopping you from your true potential. It's comfortable. I don't want to step out here because I don't know that area. Don't let anyone say you can't do something. Don't let your mind say, "Oh, I can't do it anymore," to your body. You can. You just gotta push past it. At the end of my life, my tombstone, one thing it'll have on it: no regrets. And that's a good life, man. But I'm gonna give it a shot. To have some support. They get behind you, you know, and then you go for it, and you, bam, you overcome that step. The next step's even bigger and bigger. Next time, then you're on top of the mountain, man. You only got one life. Why not go for it, right?
Isn't it about time you become that person you knew you always could be? How do you do that? You break the old guys. You get the out of bed when it's cold, when it's early. You do something away from the normality of what you've been doing. That's psychotic behavior. Doing the same thing, expecting a different result, doesn't work that way. You must switch up the mainframe. Switch it up if you want a different result, man. Why not try it, man? Shock the system. Start with an earthquake, man. What I mean by that is, yeah, get up at 4 in the morning one day. Just one day. And go for a run. Commit to one day. And see how you feel. As you're jogging it back in around 5 or something. As your neighbors are still asleep. Or as you're jogging it back in at 6 o'clock. And your neighbor's just getting up, grabbing the coffee, looking outside. Wondering, you know, what the day's going to hold for them. Well, your day's already provided something for you.
In any, whatever you do. You've got to be a little bit gone to it. You're not all there. You've got to be almost insane to your craft. Not a lot of people can understand that. That's why I don't know about nothing else. I do not pay attention to nothing else. There was games of football on yesterday. There was rugby. There was this. There was that. And like normal society is like, let's talk about this and let's engage in this. And I just don't. I can't do it. I just don't. People are talking to me, and in my head, I'm counting something. I'm counting up a number, or I'm knee deep in a sequence on the mat or on the feet. That's my life, sequences and numbers, nothing else. I cannot pay attention to nothing else.
Imagine that you're in a movie, and imagine the movie begins now. And you're the hero of the movie. what would that guy do? What would that guy do right now? Because you are.
Motherfucker, the purpose is you. We forget that. Every day I wake up and I don't want to do some shit, I'm like, okay, man, do you want to be a bitch today? Do you want to feel like a little bitch? Do you want to walk around all day knowing that you could, but you didn't?
Be the guy who embraces the ugly, the miserable. Be the guy who embraces hard work, the grind. Don't be afraid of being hurt. Don't be afraid of sacrificing some blood.
And you negotiate with your body to find more strength, but don't you give up on me, Brock. You keep going, you hear me? You keep going, you're doing good. You keep going. Do not quit on me. You keep going.
It hurt.
I know it hurts. You keep going. You keep going.
If you don't change what you're doing and how you do it, nothing else will change.
If you don't fail, you're not even trying. I'll say it again. If you don't fail, you're not even trying. My wife told me this great expression. To get something you never had, you have to do something you never did.
Unchosen suffering is going to happen in life.
Mm-hmm.
Your parents are going to pass away. Loved ones are going to die. Your relationships are going to break down. Your body is going to fail you. You're going to become ill or sick or destitute. Things are going to happen mm-hmm. that you have no control over.
Mm-hmm.
And the only way that you can prepare yourself for unchosen suffering is with chosen suffering. You can elect to put yourself into a position to become a stronger alloy of whatever the metal is that you're made of. And by purposefully choosing difficult things, you will armor yourself against that situation.
Mm-hmm.
It's still gonna suck.
Mm-hmm.
But think about how much more fragile you would be if you hadn't overcome all of this stuff.
But I don't look at failure as failure. I look at failure as your first, second, third, fourth, fifth attempt. I look at them as attempts. I don't look at anything as failure. Because when you're willing to try, to do something, not trying is failure.
We're all trying to improve ourselves.
This isn't just a game. It's a once-in-a-generation event. The Harlem Globetrotters 100-year tour. Celebrate 100 years of high-flying dunks, 100 years of show-stopping moves, and 100 years of changing the game. Bring the whole family and be part of the legacy. This game is once in a century. Be there at Schottenstein Center on December 27th. Go to HarlemGlobetrotters.com for your tickets to the 100-year tour.
No one's perfect.
Nope.
This is not, I'm not perfect now. I never will be. You're not, and you never will be, but you're better than you were yesterday, and you're going to be better tomorrow.
Patience, the thing that goes beyond hustle and hard work, the discipline of patience, right? Because we all talk about hustle. We talk about working hard. We talk about grinding, this, that, and the third, but nobody talks to you about patience. Nobody speaks about that patience. Because in the patience, that's where you're gonna make it or you're gonna break.
Intentionally act like the person you wanna become. Because when you intentionally act like the person you wanna become, your brain sees you taking those actions, so your brain starts to change the way it relates to you. When your brain sees you high-fiving yourself in the mirror, it starts to go, oh, wait a minute, Steven loves himself. Steven's cheering for himself. We don't beat Steven up.
Well, life took me somewhere unexpected. I'm unprepared. It's about 6 degrees out here, and I'm underdressed. But guess what? No one gives a f***. You gotta get the motherfucker in. Sometimes life can really hijack your f***ing mind. When that happens to you, you're all f***ed up. Your goals, your ambitions, everything is out the f***ing window. In life, we all go through different things. Sometimes your girlfriend or boyfriend breaks up with you. Guess what? Get the f*** over it. They no longer want you. Maybe you failed a test in school. You worked your ass off. Guess what? You failed the f***ing test. Get over it. Move past it. Learn to not let life hijack your brain. At work, you've been working your ass off for that new promotion. You don't f***ing get it. Someone else does. Maybe they kiss better ass than you do. Guess what? Get over it. Life will hijack your mind if you let it. Don't allow all these things to make you a lesser person. You must own your mind. Don't let life own yours.
Sunrise, sun goes down. So that means there is a up, there is a down. Since we are born, we have inhaled 50% of our times. We have exhaled 50% of our times. Always the exchange between left and right, up and down, bright and dark, in and out, success and failure. It's just that this world is not propagating failure to you. It is propagating success to you. So our mind is looking for success.
But I am back. Back from under the ground.
Don't doubt me, sir. I couldn't do it. The oath said I couldn't do it. Look at me now.
I've been listening to laughter all my career.
Yeah.
I've been listening to them laugh my whole career. They've been laughing. What, an Irish man win a Cage Warriors world title? Hell no. You serious? An Irish man? An Irish man win a fight in the UFC? Hell no. Laughs all around.
Maybe someone's don't like me because I'm too good. I don't know why.
My personal question to you is, why not you? You've got the brains. You can make decisions. You can study the plan. You can change your life. You can grow immensely in the next few years. You can make your dreams come true. You can build a financial wall around your family nothing can get through. You can become healthy. You can become powerful. Why not you?
Tough times create strong men. Strong men create easy times. Easy times create weak men. Weak men create tough times. He said to me, many will not understand, but you have to raise warriors.
This is what hard feels like. Did you expect it not to be hard? Did you expect this thing that you're trying to achieve not to be difficult? Every other person feels the exact same way. They also feel the hunger. They also feel the fatigue. They also feel the lack of motivation and the, I've got to keep the business going and I've got to keep the relationship steady and I've got to do the rest of it. Every other person that you're competing with also feels this.
I looked in this one guy's eyes who was ringing the bell to quit, to put his helmet down out of Navy SEAL training, and I saw myself. And I saw what everybody said I was going to be, which was nothing. This is when I realized I was alone on this earth. I have God, but alone on this earth, and I have to fix everything.
The reality of achievement, brother, is it takes way longer than we think. It's way harder than we think. And that's just the way it is, bro.
The world belongs to optimists, because if you're going to do anything big, you have to believe that it can happen. Otherwise, it never will. Sean Puri says the cynics get to be right and the optimists get to be rich. 99% right and 100% wrong. They're right 99% of the time, but they're wrong 100%, because the only thing that matters is the big one at the end. My first 9 businesses didn't really amount to anything. 9, as in the first one, I spent time on it, it failed. Second one, this one will be different, spent time on it, failed. And then the third one, this one, failed. And then 6 more after that. And it's painful as shit, because the whole time everyone is telling you, I told you so. And they're right. Today. But not forever.
The only reward that you get from taking it easy is the fact that in the moment, it's easier.
I wanted to run out of that tunnel to prove to everyone
prove
that I worked.
What?
That I was somebody.
Oh, you are so full of crap. In this lifetime, you don't have to prove nothing to nobody except yourself. And after what you've gone through, if you haven't done that by now, it ain't gonna never happen.
Most people's number one fear is public humiliation. I don't give a fuck anymore. I'm not afraid of it.
In the end, I don't care whether you love me or you hate me, just as long as I win.
Tired don't mean nothing. Tired is only in the mind. You tell yourself you're tired, you're gonna be tired. I don't get tired.
Marcus Aurelius says your only focus should be on getting better at what you're doing. Focus on what you're doing, get better at what you're doing. Everything else is a complete waste of time.
The humbling reality that I'm not special, and if you want to be good at anything, you have to work really hard. And if you want to be the best in the world at something, like I do, I want to build robots better than anybody else in the world, or whether that's knitting or yodeling, anything, you have to work, but you have to work harder than anyone else in the world.
I am unstoppable. I'm unstoppable. I'm unstoppable. I don't care what it is. I'm unstoppable. Nothing will stop me. The greatest of all qualities to guarantee success is the absolute willingness to go at anything and refuse to stop until you achieve it. And you know something? The statistics show that 95% of the goals that you set for yourself, you will achieve if you refuse to quit.
I now see anything is possible, and that you could train for anything. There's nothing you can't do. You can't be the best in the world at something, but you can be a lot better than you are at anything you want to put the time into learning, whatever it is. You could do anything.
We think that we're working our ass off, working hard. You know, we've been working out hard in the gym for a month, but we haven't seen any results. So we get off down and we pass the shit. You study for 30 minutes for a test, and you didn't do as well as you thought. What the f*** do you expect? You're not putting in the work. You have to do more. You gotta stop telling yourself that you're doing enough. In life, it's never enough until you feel this overwhelming feeling of shit, man. I'm outworking the crowd. I'm outworking everybody. I'm doing more. It's not until then, once you get there, that's when you know you've done enough.
I became obsessed with being the baddest motherfucker that God ever created. Am I that? I don't care. I believe it. And I was trying to tell him, once you become obsessed with something, obsessed, it's okay to be unbalanced for a while. You have to be unbalanced to find every bit of energy and strength that you have to pull it off. Then you get balanced once you become great.
If you don't change what you're doing and how you do it, nothing else will change.
If I'm feeling bad, that doesn't mean I'm doing bad. That doesn't mean I am bad. That doesn't mean that I can't still take some action. Because, yeah, nothing changes and nothing changes, man. In order for something to change, there needs to be change.
I don't want to live in a hole anymore. It makes me feel poor.
We are poor, but we're happy.
Comme ci, comme ça. Anyway, the views are better above ground. Honey, I'm 7 non-Fox years old now. My father died at 7 and a half. I don't want to live in a hole anymore. And I'm going to do something about it.
You cannot change your life unless you change something. If you always do what you always did, you'll always get what you always got. No matter what it is. Many times you say to yourself, I got to lose weight. I'm too fat. And then you know what? During the day you eat at night. And then next day you get mad at yourself. Well, what do you want? What do you want? You got to change something.
The fear is never reaching your potential.
That's it.
That always falling short, always quitting before you're done, always procrastinating, always not doing the right thing. And then one day you're an old man.
Yep.
And you look back and go, God, I could have been great.
Yep.
I could have been great.
At some point, everything's going to go south on you. Everything's going to go south. And you're going to say, this is it. This is how I end. Now, you can either accept that or you can get to work. That's all it is. You just begin. You do the math. You solve one problem, then you solve the next one, and then the next. And if you solve enough problems, you get to come home.
You can't stop. You can't quit. You can't say, I'm a failure. You're not a failure. You're not. You're a wonderful, strong, intelligent youngster. Take advantage of that. Trust in God. Trust in yourself. And step forward. Put one foot in front of another.
You have to change some things or nothing will change. So make changes. And start little. Get up a little bit earlier. Get a workout done.
If you want to change your life, you must change your ways. You must develop discipline. You must develop strength.
This isn't just a game, it's a once-in-a-generation event. The Harlem Globetrotters 100-year tour. Celebrate 100 years of high-flying dunks, 100 years of show-stopping moves, and 100 years of changing the game. Bring the whole family and be part of the legacy. This game is once in a century. Be there at Schottenstein Center on December 27th. Go to harlemglobetrotters.com for your tickets to the 100-year tour.